Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is my in-office talk with my new patients to understand why the nerves actually cause the pain they're having. In my talk, I talk about how the nerves connect to the body, how nerves affect muscle, affect your lower back, affect sleep, affect attitude, affect your nervous system for one too. Also, I give my patients a nerve chart, and I'm going to add some notes too for the actual show notes, either on YouTube, podcast itself, or also other social medias. What it does is connect with you, the spine itself, where it becomes a problem in your back or low neck, wherever it might be, causing your symptoms. And it can be, like I said, neck pain, back pain, things like that. It can affect your attitude, your sleep, things like that. All right, so go right to the talk, and I'll see you afterwards. But make sure you go to the show notes, jump to everything that affects you, and see the nerve chart, and make sure you download that so you see exactly how to connect your body to your nerves. See you afterwards. This class is about is understanding why you're here. Okay, with chiropractic, part of what we do is not just to make you feel better, but I want to make sure you feel better so you stay better. Okay, my job is not to, is to adjust you, yes, to make sure we look at your spine, look at that initial picture, but can we make it so when you end your care here, at least your initial series, is can you feel strong and relaxed and maintain that with good habits of exercising, of stretching, of if it's meditating for you, or playing music, us people play music, they relax that way. What can you do to help your body relax and stay strong? Some people come in here, different stages of health. Some people are in pain. Some people are having anxiety, depression, things that are, some people will think not really chiropractic. But we'll talk about with your nerves, how that does relate to what your nerves do to make your body stay in a stress state or relaxed state. All right, any questions so far? Good, thanks. Let's get this thing going. Okay. Part of talking about is embryology, how nerves connect through the body. After 7 days of fertilization, the body goes through a change or division of cells called the mesoderm, and that group of cells called a primitive streak and a primitive node. Okay, primitive streak there, primitive node here. What do you think that is after someone's born? I like the class participation.
Brain and spine.
Yes, brain and spine, right? So after this, when the cells first develop, this is the most important part of the body. From there, everything can divide to make the body work properly as a fetus, as an adult, and through your adult human life. Okay? From there, the body will divide or connect parts of the brain, say right side of the brain, looking at the body directly, to the left side of the upper body, the spinothalamic tract, spinal cord, and also the lower part of the same side. Okay? Same thing up the other side of the brain, connects everything over here to here. Amazing, huh? Okay. When it does that, now it has a wiring system like an old telephone wire, so it connects everything, every cell, every organ, everything that connects as it develops and grows. Okay. You're going to have things grow in your body too that will grow from small little nodes to kidneys. Okay. From there too, you'll have something that will grow from a node to your heart. So realize everything starts developing through embryology to connect there, all the way through even the liver too. So everything works together. Okay. Kind of looks like your books you saw when you were in school. Kind of maybe. No, not at all, right? It's, I have no artistic skills. Okay. Again, for me too, I don't want to waste time drawing hands and arms. I just draw little fins. So you guys get the point. All connected. Any questions yet? All right. Kind of makes sense though, right? The work system works properly. Every nerve goes through every organ to make sure it functions properly, it grows properly, and repairs itself properly too. The repair is the most important part. Okay. Once we're born, our body, some people say, starts dying, whatever. It takes a while to get there, but we realize we're always repairing, always recovering. If we lose circulation or nerve flow, then things go haywire. Things go on alert system. Okay. And sometimes your organs won't tell you what's going on in a negative condition or a bad condition until it's kind of too late or it's been there for a while. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Any questions so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last thing to form, in my sense, that's important to me in the human body is the actual bones of the spine. Okay. Because they support you. They protect and support the spinal cord, right? Again, the most important part of the body along with the brain. So we have also that thing on top. Called the skull. All right. So everything as the baby is being born out of the womb, everything's protected. Okay. So you can fall and not, well, fall, but maybe not hurt yourself too bad. Right. Any questions yet? Pictures and all, I guess, good. Okay. Well, old cell layers and just do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
So let's go on from there. Once you understand the first six steps right there, right? Okay. What controls development and function of the human body through life? It's your electrical system through those nerves. So I'm going to take that nerve, let's say this one for example, and blow it up so you see how they work properly. You know what protects the nerve? It's called a myelin sheath around the nerve itself. What that does, it acts as a conductor, so it allows things to conduct and transfer that nerve flow faster. Some nerves have more of that, some nerves don't at all. Okay? So realize, the way the nerves work is they, and your body works, is on a voltage system. So if I have a nerve here, it's a normal nerve there, okay? That voltage system is measured. I want to call it trigonometry. I think it's trig. So where it has a sine, cosine, tangent type of wave, where it can travel normally a normal sine wave, a normal high and low amplitude. So if you take a voltage, that's be a normal smooth voltage. Okay, it's in a heart monitor, normal up and down type of monitor. Okay. What happens when someone's injured, car accident, trauma, things like that, and the nerve gets irritated, you have what's called a muscle spasm. That nerve goes outside that range to go way above and way below. That amplitude goes high to low, become more irritated. Irritated sense over time, that's when your body goes, sets your alarm off. Hey, look, there's a problem here. Take care of it. Sometimes it can be just arm pain, but related back to your neck and shoulders and neck spine itself too. We'll walk through what that can be with the exercise as you've seen before. Okay, some people come in, I had someone come in yesterday and go, yeah, I have this arm pain, but my arm's fine. I had an x-ray of my arm and elbows because my wrist is good. I'm like, well, everyone check your neck before. No, check this neck. And even with neck motion, he had arm problems, arm numbness coming from his neck. But no one ever thought about checking that area. So what we do is focus on all areas, especially the spine, and roll things out. Okay. Back to this too, someone's had this for a long time, chronic pain, chronic just like, the body goes in a stress state and goes, okay, if you don't want to fix this, what we're going to do is go from pain to shut things down. Okay, maybe green, the green one here. It'll go from a high amplitude to a very weak amplitude, where now the muscle goes from pain to more of a numbness, or even sometimes a weakness too. You'll get that weakness. So like my hand was doing great, a lot of burning, and it was good, burning, numbness, weakness, and now it's really weak all the time. We'll check you for hand strength. That tells me the nerve shutting down. Sometimes it can be from a disc bulge herniation or disc rupture, where we've had it for a long time. And that problem can cause the overall body to be more of a stress state. We'll talk about that in a minute too. The body becomes more of a long-term chronic issue. Right. Again, still fixable, but this tells where you are in our jobs. Get back to relax state with your nerves, so your body can go to a relaxed state. That's the overall plan. Any questions? Nothing? Yes. I'm going to fly through this thing today. Okay.
Just one question.
Yes.
Once the pain is chronic, you can get your attention. They can come with chiropractic, and it can become not chronic.
It can become better if the person was in what we do. Some people come in because of this. The disc that's causing that problem in the neck, for example, or lower back, that disc that controls that nerve pinching has burst or ruptured. We can't do much.
Okay.
That's more surgery. I've had, I think, 4 surgeries this year so far. Because they come in that bad, we go, well, we'll give you 2 weeks of care and see how you do. No improvement, get the MRI. MRI shows a ruptured or a burst disc, which causes a lot of internal problems. At that point, surgery. Our job is to catch early enough to where maybe this might be slightly torn or bulging, more of a minimal disc problem. That we can fix the disc, calm down the nerve, get the body to move better, then things can improve. So x-rays are our number one tool to kind of see where things are. If things don't get better within 2 to 3 weeks, from out for an MRI or an orthopedic consult, that point make sure we're within our range, we can actually help that person. Some chiropractic control, because they'll treat people for sometimes weeks and months, like a long, long time with no improvement at all, and then they go, well, and then they stop care with them after they paid for maybe 3 months of care and no improvement at all. What have you done for the person? You haven't helped them at all. So I want to know within 2-3 weeks, if there's no improvement, and MRI, orthopedic referral, you know for sure it can help you or not help you. If people could get the orthopedic referral, get an MRI, they have a slight turn in their disc, it takes them 4 or 5 months to start getting better.
Okay.
but now have a better idea of what's going on inside. X-rays are number one tool. MRI is more of a deeper look at the tissue. Enjoy. Did you answer your question?
Yes.
So we can't get from here to here to here if things aren't ruptured, things aren't torn, things aren't broken. X-rays tell us number one rule first, and our back office take X-rays here. Not the MRI might be better effective too. Okay. Questions about my other diagrams here so far? I won't bore you with some other stuff. Okay. So far we have how the nerves work. The bottom part of your paper, what I refer that to is going to be how the energy flow we talked about a second ago, to how energy works, measured in millivoltage or electricity. We talked about how that worked also. There's a word called subluxation. Okay. What that means is less than light, meaning that someone back in the 30s, mid-30s, measured better conditions based on how much light it emitted. So someone's body, when the body's working normally in this position, the light bulb, for example, as they tested, might have been just a normal amount of brightness. Okay. With cancer, the cells rapidly divide and move at a faster rate, so it had a higher, say the light bulb or the brightness was a lot higher than normal. Someone got to more of a chronic state like the one before, down here it became more of a dimmer light. So what this meant, this big word we used before too, subluxation meant that less light was more of a chronic condition. The nerve starts shutting itself down. Okay? So our job is to get that nerve back to better position. That point of body stays more balanced, stays in a healthier state. Any questions about the first page? Anybody? Good? Alright. Get that page out. Next page. Here, this one. This is what happens to our body when we go from once we're born, how can we affect it to have an unhealthy state? So we'll write some other diagrams here. Number one thing on top, relates to your nerve chart too, is realize it's all connected. This part of the nerve chart, I'll put this in the video in the show notes too, is this nerve chart controls everything in the body. Okay? From your spine, location of your spine itself too, and also last time your symptoms. This is a medical chart, not a chiropractic chart. That's why we use it as a tool for everyone to understand human physiology. From your spine location, at that point, for example, talk about, in the second part here, the sheet, talks about how it affects exercise, controls muscle control. Okay, so number one is exercise. The effects on health, number one, exercise. Okay, when people come in with muscle soreness, sometimes it'll be weakness too, that's the nerve controlling this in the area. So let's go from here, C6, go down your paper here. C6, location of neck muscles, shoulders, and tonsils, and causes stiff neck, upper arm pain, tonsillitis, whooping cough, and croup. You know what croup is? Anyone had croup before? Born in the 40s and 30s, no? Okay, more of a throat, more of an inhalation, lung type of infection type of stuff. That's all it is, not a big deal. Okay, we'll go over other words that I now understand what they mean. Yeah, this has been around for thousands of years. They're probably like maybe almost 100 years. This is like the 29th edition. Almost 100 years. I have like the 4th edition back there somewhere. I inherited it with the office. Okay. So we talked about neck C6, right? We've seen this before, where it travels from the neck down the arms and hands. Weakness, numbness, tingling, burning, anything like that. So that area controls muscle control. Someone comes in and go, yeah, my shoulder's always tight, it's always sore, I can't lift my shoulders, really weak. My hand's always weak. My grip strength is minimal. That's what we look for is, okay, what's going on in your neck from that spinal condition to cause those problems to happen? Okay, any questions about that? Yeah, that's my magical tool that I use. Medtronics, I think they call it. I'm not sure what they call it. Okay, next one here. It's like we'll go to the very bottom of the subluxations of the exercise. Get to L4. L4 is down there-ish on your sheet, toward the bottom too, about 3 from the bottom. L4 controls prostate, glands of the muscle of the lower back, sciatic nerve pain. You know what sciatic nerve is? Sciatic nerve? Okay. As all these nerves of the lower back, they form one trunk, and they branch off down the leg, down the hip. So they all come together, all those areas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, form one trunk and branch down. Like my hand diagrams, hand shadows? Good. That's all I had for you. Sorry. Okay, so that part is there. We go to L4. Control sciatic nerve pain and everything else too. Look at that. It's magical. Just magic. Okay? So that controls those nerves to cause, again, leg weakness, tingling, burning, pain, things like that too. People have sometimes hip pain, groin pain, front leg pain, left leg pain, back leg pain, knee pain, calf pain, shin pain, and foot pain, weakness, tingling, burning, numbness. All that stuff. Say it faster if you want, but I won't understand myself. All right. Any questions yet? This is interesting. Interesting, right? Interesting. Next one is diet. So number two is diet, the effect of stress on your body. Diet has a couple things, and especially coming to the holidays. So I'm going to talk on Friday on someone's show about diet and losing weight and weight loss to one too. If we talk about nerve pressure and how nerves work and proper digestion for one too on your paperwork, T6 is sometimes a culprit. T6 is your stomach, okay? I have people come in here with stomach problems and digestion for one too as part of the secondary symptoms from their back or mid-back pain. We look at T6 on your paperwork, it says stomach. Stomach problems, including nervous stomach, indigestion, heartburn, dyspepsia. You know what dyspepsia is? Anyone? No one. I just looked up today. You know what it is?
I can't think of what it is.
It's like upper, I looked up my staff, like my intern, because I put her to work. It's upper stomach pain or problems. Mm-hmm. It's a very general type of diagnosis, but it's a big word, right? So it seems important. Right? I don't know. It took me like 12 months to actually look it up. Lazy sometimes. Okay? So all that stuff there, someone has those problems, can the middle back, T6, right about there, be the issue where it runs, causing those type of problems, but also, those nerves also control your lungs and your heart. I have people come in here, I have two people last 3 years come in with heart arrhythmia problems, but they have no heart problems. That makes sense? Like, well, what the heck's going on, right? Stress. If your body's stressed, sometimes those nerves, we'll talk about a little bit too about that, is it goes, the nerves go back to the brain to make the overall body stay under stress too. Okay? So realize what you're feeling sometimes may not come from that area, but what is your overall body going through? Is it in a stressed state where now you're having other symptoms that could be coming from your overall spine or those nerves from your spine? We'll talk about that in a minute. Any questions yet? Anything? Nothing? Oh, good. Let's move on. Sleep. Free sleep. Who sleeps well every day, all the time? Wake up like, I feel fantastic today again. So boring. Anybody? Not me, all the time. Sometimes I do. I'm like, yes! I'm like, oh, gosh, not enough. Okay. Sleep is sometimes affected by how your body can recharge and relax. Okay. C1 is a big culprit, along with number 4, too, is PMA. I'll kind of combine those in a minute, too. So sleep, if we talk about C1, first nerve root up here, that area, is part of your brain stem, controls part of your brain, too. That whole area controls this, causes sometimes headaches and upper back pain, but also controls everything in the body. Look at that. See that? Everyone? High-end medtronics there. All right. So realize, if that's being affected, your overall body goes under stress. Especially for a long period of time. Any nerve in your body can do that. So when it has chronic nerve pain, their body goes from a relaxed state to a stress state. When we're in a stress state, we stay in alpha sleep, not deep delta REM sleep, where our body recharges, recovers. Okay. So I'm going to erase this in a second, show you how that works. So understand biochemistry, chemistry, physics, and other sciences that I can't name right now in my head. Okay, so if I'm in a stress state, let's put stress in. Okay, our body has ways to basically be affected. Your autonomic system of your body is your overall system that controls your automatic systems of the body, such as breathing, heart rate, things like that, even digestion too. When these work properly, they have an overall balance. Okay, down here it says parasympathetic. What that is your relaxed state, rest and relaxed state. Part of the nerves of this, so branches from autonomic to parasympathetic and sympathetic. Sympathetic is your stress state, okay? So if I go here, I go to a stress state, I'm more sympathetic, which is like pathetic, right? I just feel pathetic today. Sometimes you just feel whatever you're gonna feel, okay? When you feel that, your body goes to a stress state. That point, you sleep less. Decrease sleep. Okay? Sometimes people will feel anxious. and they're more sensitive. Any questions about that? If we're somewhere around here versus relaxed, okay, relaxed is going to be more your parasympathetic. Let's put parasym. Okay, at that point we're more relaxed. We have more energy. We have better sleep. And we feel strong. Okay. Any questions about that? So we want to know where you are. When you walk in the door, we do an initial exam on you. One of my questions is, I'll ask based on how your body's doing, how much do you sleep? Do you wake up energized? Do you wake up ready to go every day? Or do you wake up more sore, more stressed, more your body's more sensitive to things? When you're here in this state, someone may say something wrong to you and go like, dang that person. Okay? Versus if you're here, you go, oh, whatever. They're having a bad day. Does that kind of make sense with your mind? Your mind is affected by your body and vice versa. When your body's under stress, that whole body goes, those nerves go back to your brain to make your brain stay in a stress state over time. So our job, if you're there, which some people are, some people aren't, at that point, how do we get you to here over time? And how do we do that? We calm down the nerves for one, okay, bring that to a relaxed state. Then from there, your body can change over time by you doing things to keep your body, when you're not in the office, to get more relaxed. Ways to do that? Exercise, stretch, ice, watch funny movies, whatever you want to do. Okay. Do enough physical, that point of your nerves that go to your brain, keep your body in a parasympathetic, rest relaxed state, parasympathetic, blah. That point versus going the other way. But if you're already here in a stress state, it takes more energy, more time to change your body chemistry. So your hormones and your chemistry can change over time, get that better state, maintain that better state. Once you exercise enough, some people do, at that point you go, okay, this helps me stay here, relaxed and strong. At that point, I'm going to keep doing it. But it takes time to build the habit up. Once you have the habit, then we're going to maintain it. And then our job is to make sure we get you relaxed and strong, have more energy because of that too, so you sleep better, but your body can stay that way for the rest of your life. Realize it takes a lifetime of working at it because lots don't have physical jobs every day. Or if they're physical, they're too physical. So finding a good balance for your lifestyle, for what you do, and daily, sometimes weekends may change too, you have to be able to adapt to that. But daily routine, stretching and icing and doing things to help your body relax is the key. That's why I stretch every day. I'm old, I'm 44. I'll be able to do it every day. I have many moons ago. You know, but I want to live till 94. I have a patient. I see him about every 2 weeks now. Harvey, 93 years old, works out every day, and he moves like he's probably in his 50s. Can't see very well, can't hear very well. I have to yell at him to talk to him. But his mind and his body are strong and healthy because he's worked out every day. That's his routine. So by doing that, as we get older, our body's body maintains so it can recover faster. The problem when we get older, our body repairs and repairs quickly. So if we have an injury, it may take us 4 days to recover versus someone who's in their say, 9-10 years old, it may take them an hour to recover. So realize our body will take longer to recover, but because of that, we have to be more patient, get our body routinely stretching and stronger. Any questions about that? So it goes to number 4-2 on here about PMA. What does PMA stand for, you think? On number 4, effects on your body. It's up to you guys. What do you think it is? Could be here all night. Be home by 7, which is all night for me. PMA. Could that be positive mental attitude? Someone said? Positive mental attitude, right? Okay. If we're in a stress state, it's hard to get there and stay there. Sometimes people come in, I do my testimonial videos, they come in grouchy and tired and like, no, you don't want to talk, I'm like, whatever. By the time they get to this state, we become chatterboxes, they won't stop talking. I have a lady, Leah, she's really nice. I told her I'd tell her that too. She came like this, like I put every joke out there for her. She's 7 years old. Every joke I can get out there, she's like this, like, I'm like, nothing worked on her. By the third week, she came like, oh, I won the raffle at my church, and I did it, and I'm like, would not stop talking. I was trying to go to lunch, she can leave. But she went from here to here, and I could tell by her attitude, by her actions of being mentally a better state. Alright, any questions about that? So that's what we want to see is you guys, girls and guys and everyone else too, to feel and act, and when you feel better, you're going to act better too. Okay? Last one is H&S. I can't help with this one, guys. This is an easy one. H&S, what does H&S stand for? The last thing to be affected by your nerves. H&S. It's like a clothing company, H&S or something. I don't know. What could it be? Anybody? You guys are so lively tonight. I had some guy come in this morning. He's a nurse and he's on a different schedule. I told him I had a class tonight. He thought it was this morning, 6 in the morning. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, I don't know. I'll off schedule or something. It's dark outside. I'm not coming to 6 when it's dark. But what's H&S you think? How about healthy nervous system? Anybody? Healthy, there we go. There, yeah, I see the light bulbs going off. Mm-hmm. Healthy nervous system, okay? That what it says there is controls and regulates all the organs and structure of the human body. That's from Grey's Anatomy. That's the Bible for anyone who studies the human physiology. Coordinates everything in the body, so everything here has to work properly. The nerves have to keep your body relaxed and strong. Okay, if not, your organs, your body, everything functions abnormally. I had a story from a patient about 4 years ago now. In his probably mid-20s, came in a lot of pain, a lot of back pain, just bad pain. Took an x-ray of the lower back, his back was bad. It was like something had torn or broken. The big thing that got me, though, I sent him to the ER that same time, go right to the ER with his x-rays, he had not gone to the bathroom for 4 days. Okay, does that make sense why? The lower back nerves, they control the bladder. Okay, if the bladder's under stress from the nerves, it'll stay contracted, it won't let it dilate. So you cannot go to the bathroom 4 days, that's a toxic event. ER, surgery the next day. Just from that alone. Okay, so realize your nerves are controlled by your spinal motion, but when they're affected, they control all the organs of the body along with the overall mind and body combination. Keep your body relaxed and calm down. So again, when you're here as a patient, pick our brains. What else can I do? What else can I do? Should I do more weights, less weights, more stretching, more this, more that? It's your job as a patient. We're getting you adjusted. We want to make sure you're doing enough at home. Do you need more exercise at home? Can you do more things at home? Can you do heavier weights at home? Can you start getting to that upper level where you feel a little uncomfortable? At that point, get through there and go, oh, I can do that now. Again, I can do more things and not feel like it's a problem. I can do box jumps and feel like it's okay. Hint, hint. Or get to that point, or frog jumps, whatever it is. I can do heavier weights in my shoulders and feel good. All right? But push yourself. This is your window as we treat you to where I tell my patients is I want you to work out heavy the day before you come in, so anything you have problems with the next day when you come in the office, we take care of right there. Once you stop care with us, I can still see you, but it may be 3 or 4 days till I can see you. Take care of everything you can do. Push yourself physically and everything you want to do so you're doing strong enough so these things calm down. Stay in a relaxed state where you have more energy, you have better sleep, you stay strong. Things around you don't affect you like they do some people. You don't become more sensitive to things. You can tolerate more stress in your body physically, along with mentally too. All right. Any questions at all? Anything yet? No? Take these home, study them. Circle that far right side symptoms you have. And ask you questions about this. Yeah, I have this. This relates to my problem. I saw him come in here, it was a couple months ago. He says, yeah, but since I've been coming in from C5, controlled your vocal cords, her voice had changed. It wasn't as hoarse anymore. It was more of a smoother tone, she had mentioned. So it's like, in that controlled by C5, we compressed her neck. At that point, her nerves and that controlled her vocal cords were working better. It's amazing. I don't know if that's going to work. It's magic. And I don't know. I invent the body. But can we affect things that you don't even think are a problem because not a medical problem yet, make your body overall work better and function better. All we're doing is make the nerves work better. If the nerve works better, your body flows better, better circulation. Overall body stays a better balance, so things work well. Recover from injury faster. Right. Anything else? That's my spiel for the night. Stay strong, stay relaxed. See your chiropractor every day for the rest of your life, you'll be fine. Alright? Get out of here, people. Thanks for coming in. Questions next time, call me, let me know. I'll see you next visit.
Hope that helps you understand that your nerves are connected to your symptoms, how you feel. When your body gets relaxed and gets strong, the nerves stay relaxed so your body can tolerate more stress throughout the day, throughout your life, and throughout the years. So having your body stay relaxed by learning good habits, how to stretch, how to exercise, even eating well too, affects your body's health so you can feel relaxed all the time. Understand too, your body works on a neurological, chemical, hormonal levels to stay healthy. By moving more, all those things work better. Again, go to the show notes, see the actual clips you want to see based on what you want to look at. Also, you go to our Facebook, leave comments there. On the bottom of the notes, you'll also see links to the full video of this again, along with other podcasts too. Again, so again, keep yourself healthy. Overall, make sure you do enough things to do that daily, 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 and we'll see you next week. Have a good week.